Senate Bill 1, the Hawaii Marriage Equality Act of 2013, passed on first reading and headed to the Senate Judiciary and Labor Committee for public hearing. Governor Neil Abercrombie said the issue has been debated for more than two decades, and a religious exemption for same-sex marriages in the current draft is now the focal point.
I commend you and the chairs in both houses for working through it to make sure that everybody's legal rights under the First Amendment with regard to their religious beliefs and faith has been honored and respected.
State Attorney General David Louie said the legislature has the power to define marriage and a constitutional amendment is unnecessary. He also said federal income tax benefits are granted to same-sex couples married in the 14 states that legally recognize their unions, but does not include coverage under all federal programs.
Medicaid benefits and the Family and Medical Leave Act, which is called FMLA, also is based upon where you are domiciled. And so I believe that there would be some health consequences that would be discriminatory to same-sex couples when they're here in Hawaii.
Testimony in support or opposition of marriage equality, as in previous hearings, was based on religious or civil rights arguments. Father Gary Secor represented the Hawaii Catholic Conference.
The reservation of marriage is a fact of nature, not a social prejudice. Because of this, our diocese will continue to strongly advocate for the definition of marriage as a union of one man and one woman.
Carolyn Martinez Goloyu is a longtime marriage equality advocate.
For the last 18 years, I've been here pleading with you for the civil rights of my gay son and all my gay friends. And we want this state of Hawaii to respect our children as first-class citizens, because by God, they certainly are.
Can I hear you make some noises?
Earlier in the day, Hawaii United for Marriage conducted a rally with hundreds of volunteers. Former State Representative and Vice Speaker of the House, Jackie Young, championed gay marriage in the 1990s, but lost the fight and her House seat. Young says the issue has evolved.
You know, 15 years ago when we started this, people were just beginning to get used to the idea of marriage equality. So the tide was not with us. But over the years, we've seen a lot of change, and I believe the time is now.
Representative Chris Lee was an early supporter of marriage equality and believes the House can muster more than the 26 votes needed for passage.
I think we have 30-plus votes at the end of the day that can be counted on to make sure that we end discrimination in the state and move ahead so that all the couples out there can take advantage of federal benefits in this taxable year.
Meanwhile, back at the hearing, Senate Judiciary and Labor Chair Clayton He thanked testifiers for limiting their oral presentations. He said all those who signed up will be afforded the opportunity to address lawmakers.
Because we have had 1,800 people indicate a desire to testify, even if you kept your testimony at 1 minute, that's 1,800 minutes divided by 60.
Or 30 full hours of testimony. The measure is expected to be approved by the committee for passage by the full Senate on second reading. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.